Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Forbes has put out their list of the world's highest paid actresses, and since the box office has been virtually non-existent for more than 6 months, the top 10 features more streaming and TV actresses than usual. Sofia Vergara is number one after making $43 million over the past year. Her take includes money from Modern Family and America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah, duh.
As well as licensing deals and her fashion and furniture lines. Mm. Angelina Jolie is second with $35.5 million. What did she do?
I was about to ask y'all, and I was like, I don't want to look stupid for not knowing.
Gal Gadot at number three, followed by Melissa McCarthy, Meryl Streep, Emily Blunt, Nicole Kidman, Ellen Pompeo, Elizabeth Moss, and Viola Davis at number 10. These 10 women made a combined $254 million, which is down 20% from last year's list. And all but two, Angelina Jolie and Emily Blunt, made the bulk of their earnings from TV and streaming. For what it's worth, Scarlett Johansson was number one the previous 2 years, thanks to all that Marvel money.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Without that, her earnings over the past year are down more than $40 million,
whoa,
dropping her out of the top 10. But she should be back up next year thanks to the pandemic-delayed Black Widow movie.
Man, this broke my heart when I saw it because I thought they were doing really well during this time. But H&M, that has 5,000 stores worldwide, plans to close stores next year as they struggle with sales during coronavirus. I thought for sure that they'd be killing it because everyone I've talked to, they're like, hey, since we're not going to work, we're buying just comfortable stuff like Old Navy. I thought would be killing it in H&M because their stuff's cheap. But obviously not. They're going to be closing down 250 brick and mortars.
Well, everybody's wearing pajamas.
I know what I mean? But if you have to spice up your pajamas, don't you go to like H&M or Old Navy so you don't really break the bank?
Sure.
Like, for instance, I have a friend that when he used to travel, he would only pack one of those bags that you put a suit in. Is it a garment bag?
Yeah,
a
garment bag, yeah.
And he would be gone for like 2 weeks. I'm like, dude, why don't you just bring a big suitcase? He's like, I don't like to lug it around. I was like, well, what do you wear? And he said that he would always get a hotel next to an H&M, go buy clothes at H&M for however long he's going to be there, and then when he's leaving, he'll give the clothes away to someone just outside on the side of the road that needs it.
Wow.
That's weird.
That must be Joe, your rich friend.
Yes, but, okay. But he would buy the cheaper stuff, the stuff on sale at H&M. You know, I mean, you can find shirts for $4.99.
Yeah, it must be nice.
But it's
weird.
There's 5 stores in the Austin area that could be affected. We will not know until next year. But man, that breaks my heart, man. Rest in peace, 250 H&M stores.
One thing that's remained consistent during the pandemic is we still don't know who the next James Bond is going to be. Now, people are saying it could be Harry Styles.
Man.
Apparently, they're talking to him about taking over the role. Harry is deadly serious. He has had a series of high-level meetings about becoming 007, and he believes that he is in the final two.
I feel like this is a conversation we have had many times. Yeah. By the way, Deadly Serious is the name of the new James Bond film.
Legit. And by the way,
it's a joke, Sarah.
Whenever Harry Styles' name first came out, it was like pre-Watermelon Sugar High. And it's like, we were like, oh, that's going to be great. And he came out and everyone fell in love with him over the summer again. It's like, okay, this guy should be the guy. He should seriously just be the guy.
He should be the guy.
Speaking of movies, also the second largest cinema chain in the United States, Regal Entertainment Group, has decided that they're going to suspend operations. It's more than 500 locations this coming Thursday, and that means 45,000 employees are going to be affected. This is also because James Bond, No Time to Die, is the latest big blockbuster movie that has decided to postpone the film. And so they're just like, all right, we got to suspend operations because there's no movies for people to go and see.
Man. So they'll be back, though, in 2021, knock on wood. But just for this year, because the James Bond film was supposed to come out in November, correct?
Yes.
I like what the CEO said. We're like a grocery store that doesn't have vegetables, fruit, and meat. We can't operate for a long time without
it's
a product,
true.
You know?
Yeah.
Very true. For these stories and more, text TRENDING to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thanks so much for having us on Mix 94.7 and streaming through the radio.com app.